26 minutes to 8. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Previously, we discussed verse 179, where Allah Tabaraka wa Taala mentions, "وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ." Without doubt, we have created a large number of jinn and mankind for Jahannam. We explain that this has got to do with the outcome, not with an intention. It doesn't mean that men and jinn have been created so that they can go and fill up the hellfire. And it, in that sense, it would then not be a contradiction between this verse and the verse which indicates that men and jinn have been created for the worship of Allah. What is meant here is that Allah in His knowledge knew that there are a significant number from both men and jinn who will not comply and will end up in the hellfire. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts with which they cannot understand. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes with which they cannot see. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears with which they cannot hear. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals, but they are even more deviated. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. They are the negligent ones. So physically, these people have hearts, they have eyes, they have ears. But the truth, hidayat and guidance, is not penetrating their hearts. They're not seeing the truth. They're not listening to the truth. They are like animals, but worse. Animals, are oblivious to all of these things. But in many ways, you cannot blame them because they have a very limited capacity of intellect. Man, on the other hand, has the ultimate capacity in terms of the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and what we have been blessed with. And yet, if you do not use that capacity, to understand, to see the truth, to listen to the truth, to let the truth settle in your heart, then you are worse than an animal. You really are worse than an animal because it means you're living your life aimlessly. Without purpose, just fulfilling your desires. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. These are the negligent ones. They become negligent of the existence of Allah, the commands of Allah, and living a life in compliance with the teachings of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then, moving forward now, the next verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has the most beautiful names, so call Him by them. Allah has the most beautiful of names, so call them by Him. Now, Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah, the famous Mufassir, he has reported the following narration in his tafsir with regards to the circumstances surrounding the revelation of this verse. He writes that there was a certain Muslim, a certain Sahabi, who used to cry out, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, meaning, O Rahman, O Rahim in his salam. And the polytheists, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they used to say that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us that we should not associate partners with Allah, and yet his own people are calling out unto other deities. They're calling out unto Rahman, they're calling out unto Rahim. It seems like they worship multiple deities just like us. So on this occasion, this verse was revealed, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has the most beautiful of names, so call Him by them. Meaning that, listen here, it's not multiple deities, it's multiple names for the same deity, for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Other Mufassirin have translated it as so name him therewith. Meaning Allah has the most beautiful of names, so name Him with these beautiful names. Now, what are these names? Some of them are contained in the Quran. For example, towards the end of Surah Al-Hashr, the famous verses of the Quran, which are recited often in Salaam. وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ. And then it says, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. وَاللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ الْغَفَّارُ الْقَهَّارُ الْوَهَّابُ. That Ghaffar al-Qahhar al-Wahhab, apologies, that's not in the verse. But those are some names that are mentioned in the verse. Then there are names which are mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, there's a narration in Bukhari when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has 100 minus 1 beautiful names, meaning 99. Whoever will memorize them shall enter Jannah. Subhanallah. Whoever will memorize them shall enter into Jannah. There is a narration in Muslim that whoever will count them shall enter Jannah. And Imam Bukhari mentions the meaning of count in this context is to memorize. There's a narration of Tirmidhi wherein these 99 names, the famous 99 names, وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُمْ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ That famous 99 names, that's mentioned in a narration of Tirmidhi. But then there are other narrations which mention other names. But the scholars have said, whichever 99 names have been authentically mentioned, if you memorize them, it is hoped that you will secure the reward of entry into Jannah. That's why I remember when we were in Maktab, our teacher, he insisted upon us to memorize the 99 names. And at that time, perhaps we didn't realize the value of it until much later in life. So some of these 99 names are mentioned in the Quran. Others are mentioned in the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you utilize these names in your supplications, in your dua, it increases the likelihood of these supplications and these du'as being accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi has reported in the book Hilyatul Awliya that Ali radiallahu anhu has narrated that verily Allah has 100 minus 1 names, meaning 99. Allah is indeed an odd number, meaning 1, and He loves odd numbers. And Jannah is compulsory for the person who supplicates to Allah by these names. So when you're calling out to Allah for mercy, you say, Ya Rahman. When you're calling out to Allah for forgiveness, you say, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Tawwab. When you're calling out unto Allah for sustenance, you say, Ya Razzaq. And like that, you know. We must learn the meanings also of these 99 names, so we know what they mean. And it gives us a greater understanding of the greatness of Allah and the different sifat and then qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are in many ways attributive names. They talk about the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allama Jazari has reported in his book Hisnul Haseen that acceptance has been promised for the dua wherein Allah's names are taken. And then he quotes from Ibn Majah. He reports that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a person saying, Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, O possessor of majesty and benevolence, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, now your dua will be accepted. Ask whatever you want to ask. There's a narration in the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overheard a person saying, Ya arhamar rahimin, O the most merciful of those who show mercy. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, ask what you want, because Allah has cast His gaze of mercy towards you. Another hadith, it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overheard a person supplicating, that, O Allah, I ask of you because you are the one Allah, the independent, who was not born, nor was any born of, and who has none as a counterpart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person is called on Allah by his greatest name, meaning the Ismun A'adham. Bi annaka anta Allah, la ilaha illa ant. You know, those are the words that he used to call out unto Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, In this is the greatest names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if you ask Allah by these names, if you include this Ismul Adam in your dua, it will be readily accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We'll continue the discussion inshallah on the Asma'ul Husna in our coming tafsir slots. But right now it's 18 minutes to 8.